savings calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field, long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today as the Clippers take on the Buffalo Bisons, AAA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, in the second game of a six-game series here at Huntington Park. A beautiful day in the Arena District, and the Clippers will look to even the series. They fell yesterday against Buffalo in a low-scoring affair. 1-0 was the final. The Clippers shut out for the third time this year. Casey Lawrence was very good. The Clippers had no runs on only four hits, all of them singles. But the Clippers pitched pretty well themselves. Tobias Myers had arguably his best start of the season. Gave up just one home run. Cullen Large had the homer. It was part of a three-hit day for Large. And that was all that the Bisons would need. The Clippers' bullpen was outstanding. They pitched four perfect innings of relief, but no offense to speak of for Columbus. And so they'll try and get the bats going today. Clippers will send Adam Scott to the hill. One win, one loss on the season for Scott. A 5.74 earned run average for the Canandaigua, New York native. Fourth round pick by the Cleveland Guardians back in the 2018 draft. He'll be opposed by fellow lefty Nick Allgaier. Allgaier is 2-2 on the year. He has a 5.54 earned run average. The Blue Jays drafted him back in 2018 in the 12th round, coming off of a no-decision start against Syracuse, where he pitched well, gave up no runs on five hits over 5 2/3 innings, but that was a game that the Bisons lost by a 1-0 score against the Syracuse Mets. Injury report today brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. The Clippers get Ian Jabeau back from the injured list. He had a broken finger, so he will return today for out of Houston, Texas, rejoins the Columbus Clippers bullpen. As I mentioned, it's a gorgeous day here in the Arena District, so settle in for some Clippers baseball. Glad to have you along. We've got the starting lineups and first pitch coming your way right after this. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
Ballpark, Huntington Park, the site of Game 2 of this six-game series. The Columbus Clippers taking on the Buffalo Bisons. The colors heading off the field as we speak. And we are just minutes away from baseball. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. Nathan Lucas is going to lead things off for Buffalo. He'll be in right field, followed by the catcher, Gabriel Romero. Jordan Groshans will be at shortstop, and he'll bat third. Zach Collins will be the catcher, or excuse me, he'll be the designated hitter and do the cleaning up. Samad Taylor at second base bats fifth. Otto Lopez sixth in left field. Then it's the center fielder Chavez Young batting seventh. Cullen Large, who had the solo home run yesterday, that was the only run scored, bats third. Bats eighth, rather, plays third. And Nick Podkul will be the first baseman at the bottom of the order. For the Columbus Clippers, DH Will Benson will be the leadoff man, followed by the shortstop Tyler Freeman. Richie Palacios is in left field. Oscar Gonzalez is in right. They will bat third and fourth, respectively. Bobby Bradley at first base is the five-hitter, batting sixth, the catcher Brian Lavastida. And the bottom third of the order for Andy Tracy's nine today, center fielder Alex Cole, third baseman David Fry, and second baseman Mitch Tolman. Nick Allgaier on the hill for Buffalo today, but first, it is the Clippers lefty, Adam Scott, who will start things off for the Clippers. Scott 1-1 with a 5.74 earned run average. Clippers in the home whites today for the bottoms. The tops are camouflage jerseys with navy for the home team. For Buffalo, it's the road grays. Red numbers on the back, blue caps. Buffalo across the chest in red with blue numbers on the low left chest as well. Game time conditions. 72 degrees. It's a perfect day. The wind blowing in from straightaway center field at about 9 miles per hour. So again, it's going to be a pitcher-friendly day in terms of the game time conditions. We've got partly cloudy skies overhead. Game time conditions presented to you by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for our next fantastic Friday. It's coming up May 27th. Guess what, fans? That's in 2 days. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. So you should be here with us as the Clippers and Bisons will play what will be game four. But right now, it's game two, set to kick off. Scott going through his final warm-up tosses. And then he'll face the top of this Buffalo order. Both of these clubs in second place in their respective divisions. Buffalo at 25-17, a game and a half out in the IL East. The Clippers are three games back in the IL West. Nashville in first place. They've got the best record on the circuit, but they lost earlier today against Toledo in the Glass City. So they are 30-13, three games ahead of the Clippers in the IL West. Nathan Lucas digs into the left-handed batter's box, brings a .313 batting average with him, a homer and 15 batted in. He swings and misses at the first pitch, and we are underway a minute late at 7:06 in the p.m. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball. Scott kicks, deals, and gets a swing and a high fly ball to left field. Palacios fighting the sun, drifting to the line into foul territory. He'll make the catch just a step shy of the wall for out number one. Well, Richie has navigated foul territory quite well here over the last couple of days. Made a great sliding catch going onto the warning track and right into the wall yesterday. Gabriel Moreno to the plate. Toronto Blue Jays takes a fastball up high for ball one. Moreno is batting .333. One home run, 22 batted in. And looks at a fastball low in the dirt. It skips to the backstop, but nobody on, so no damage done. This Buffalo club has a lot of highly rated prospects in the Toronto system. Here's a little ground ball through the right side of the infield. The shift that time does the Clippers in. As Moreno hits one where the second baseman would have been had he not been playing behind the second base bag. So one out and one on for Jordan Groshans. First round pick back in 2018 by the Blue Jays. First year in AAA. The pitch. Fastball to him off the outside corner for ball one. Groshans didn't play yesterday. Next offering, checked his swing at a pitch just a bit low for a 2-0 count. Scott got ahead of Lucas and then got him out, fell behind Moreno. He's fallen behind Groshans here. Now the pitch fouled back to the screen. Adam Scott making his ninth start for the Clippers, but only two decisions. 31 and a third innings. He struck out 33. That's a good number. 18 walks is higher than you'd like to see. Groshans batting .356 on the year. This Buffalo team can hit. Time called before the pitch. Home plate umpire does not indicate who asked for time, and that matters in 2022. Batters only get one timeout. 2-1 pitch. And that ball is going to beat the shells hit right where the second baseman should set up. Here comes a throw to third base, and oh boy, are they going to get Moreno. Somebody forgot to tell Buffalo that Oscar Gonzalez is in right field. And Moreno, going around second base, thought, well, okay, I'll take two bags here. And Oscar Gonzalez threw him out by 5 feet. So give Groshans a single. But now there's still one on, and he's at first base. Nine to five put out on Moreno. Zach Collins to the plate. Swings at the first pitch, and it's a towering pop-up. Back of the infield. Mitch Tolman back now comes in as the wind blows it to the dirt, and he'll make the catch for out number three. Two hits, no runs, one man left. And after a half here at Huntington Park, there is no score. Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment option. Right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers. Here come the Columbus Clippers in the bottom half of the first inning. Will Benson will lead things off. Benson, the designated hitter, batting .242 on the season. He's played mainly in center field defensively, and when he's been at the top of the order, he has performed very well for the Clippers. He seems to really embrace that leadoff spot. On base percentage at .382, that's good for a leadoff man. He'll draw his walks. He's among the league leaders with 25. Tied with Mitch Tolman for the team lead in that regard. Takes a pitch downstairs for ball one from Nick Allgaier. Allgaier from St. Louis, Missouri. Left-hander deals. Here's an check swing and a high chopper off the plate. Underhand shovel to first, and it's just in time to get Benson. And he goes head over tea kettle, falling down up the right field line. Did everything he could do to beat that out. If the ball goes to the third base side of the pitcher's mound, he's safe. But because Allgaier came off the mound quickly and was only about 20 feet away from first when he fielded it, it was a short throw, and he was able to get it over to Nick Podkle in time for out number one. 1-3 put away in your scorebook, and Tyler Freeman to the plate. Right-handed batter swings at the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen. 0-1. Freeman at the plate, Richie Palacios on deck, the pitch, and that is over but a hair low, ball and a strike. Freeman waits, open stance, here's the pitch, breaking ball, and he swings and misses. 1-2 now, the count to the Clippers shortstop. Freeman, since his promotion here to AAA, and I guess it's not really a promotion, he started the season on the Clippers roster, though he was on the injured list. He's been playing both middle infield spots. Takes a breaking ball, bends around the outside corner here, 2-2. Batting average at .247. Here's the next offering, and it is a high fastball, 3-2. His on-base percentage is better than 100 points higher, due in large part to the fact that he has been a baseball magnet, hit by 9 pitches. The payoff, and that hit him. It was down and in. It would have been ball four anyway, but it officially goes as a hit by pitch. He already leads the league. That'll bring up Richie Palacios. It's uncanny. I've never seen a guy get hit that often. Talk about a walk percentage. Well, he's got a hit-by-pitch percentage of well over 10%. Middle infield and double play position against Palacios. Lefty-lefty matchup here, and time called before the pitch. And again, the home plate umpire, Derek Thomas, did not indicate who called time. He just made a point there to Richie Palacios, so maybe that was it. Allgaier looks to first. Now the pitch. Slider, strike on the outside corner. Freeman at first base will steal a bag. He's not a prolific base stealer, but he is shown to be adept at picking his spots. He's 2 for 2. Leaning towards second base. Allgaier holds, now delivered down the left field line. Quickly 0-2 to the Clippers left fielder, Richie Palacios. 260 batting average in a Columbus uniform this year. One homer, 18 batted in. Richie, I think, at one point had 15 RBIs without a homer. He was the highest RBI total in the International League without a home run at one point. Allgaier will deliver the 0-2, and that slider is well outside. One ball, two strikes. Long pause, and we'll throw to first this time. Each of his deliveries to the plate has had Freeman leaning back toward first base. So Tyler has been conservative over there at first, trying to get a good gauge for the move. Next pitch, off speed, outside, 2-2. Priest still blowing in from center field. Crowd filing in here to Huntington Park. Bottom of the first, no score. Next offering is another breaking ball outside. And it's a full count. Allgaier making his ninth start of the year, 2-2 with a 5.54 earned run average. Better than a strikeout per inning at 43 over 39 frames. Payoff, and the throw goes to first base, and Freeman again heading back toward the bag, gets back without any problem, and that is the last free toss, last free disengagement for Allgaier. Now if he throws over, he's going to have to get the pickoff, or it'll be a balk. The pitch, go to long run, Young and Lopez both to the gap. It'll be the left fielder Lopez to make the catch for out number two. It'll be interesting to see as time goes on, and I think the pitch clock, this is just my opinion with no inside information from any official sources, the pitch clock is heading to the major leagues. Two down, here's a swing at the first pitch and a fly ball to right field. And should be caught by Lucas and is for out number three. So we'll have to see what strategy pitchers and batters employ to game the system with the pitch clock in place. Both teams go scoreless in their halves of the first inning. We go to the second, 0-0 at Huntington Park.
Tax season is not over. Same as Auto Palace's sales event. Check out their amazing Cash for Clunker special with the best sign and drive program in town. Got a car sitting in the yard? Bring in your trade, running or not. Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500. Auto Palace will come, tow it away, and give you $1,500 trade-in value. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of this incredible sign and drive extended special with some cars marked down up to 40%. Auto Palace will get you approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with no money down. Just sign and drive off the lot. At Auto Palace, every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Extended warranties are always available. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Auto Palace has the best prices in Central Ohio, great cars that fit everyone, and a fantastic trade-in program. Call 614-851-6000 or just stop by 4621 West Broad Street. Check out Auto Palace online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
To protect his family, camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here at Huntington Park. Columbus Clippers and Buffalo Bisons are scoreless after an inning. Samad Taylor's going to lead things off for the visitors. Lefty Adam Scott back to work. There's a bunt on the first base side, and it's a dandy. Scott tries to grab with the glove and flip to first, but comes up empty without the baseball, so Samad Taylor is aboard with the base hit. And I am joined now by Andy Buckworth of the Nitro Circus, coming to Huntington Park on June 24th. Now, that's obviously a ways into the future, but you got to get your tickets. NitroCircus.com. You can go there. I've checked it out, saw the promotional video. This is an exciting thing, right? I mean, you've been with this group for a long, long time. Kind of walk people through what exactly is Nitro Circus.
So it's been a long road for me, and essentially Nitro Circus is a combination of all the world's greatest action sports athletes and world's craziest people put together. And we do everything from BMX, motocross, skateboarding, people on scooters, contraptions, trikes, all sorts of crazy mayhem. There's a lot of choreographed stunts and choreographed tricks, with showcasing each athlete's world's best or world's first, or they're the only person to do that trick, along with a whole lot of carnage and mayhem on the contraption side, with kind of sending anything and everything off our 50-foot mega giganta ramp.
And that, I'm going to talk to you about that. We just had a ground ball out here, fielder's choice, back to the mound, and Scott goes to second for a run, but Otto Lopez beats out the relay. So he's at first with one down for Chavez Young. Scoreless game here in the top of the second inning. This Nitro Circus, as Adam Scott settled into the screen, and right off the top of the coconut, the bat boy down there, that's why they wear a helmet. And speaking of helmets, there's a lot of safety gear required, because there are some crazy things going on at the Nitro Circus. You, as a BMX rider, what is the thing that you do that you are most proud of for these shows?
So in the past, I was the second person ever to do the double front flip, and then I became the first person ever to do the double front flip no-hander and the double front flip Superman. Since then, I've adopted the role of doing the triple backflip in the show, but as you can imagine, these tricks come with pretty hefty consequences if you do something wrong. Right. So the big air section is what we call it. That part of the show is the, you know, love-hate relationship for me, because if you land your trick, the adrenaline rush makes it all worth it. Right. But if you don't, you're going to enjoy some time in the hospital.
Right. Yeah, and that, you know, watching people, I think, probably just see the final result when they watch the X Games, or they watch an event like a Nitro Circus, and they see the successes. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. They're going to have to throw down to first to get Young, and they will, but moving to second base is Lopez. Two down, a runner in scoring position in a scoreless ball game. The practice that goes into these types of things, having something that I kind of researched a little bit, the foam pit, right? Because you never kind of imagine, how do you practice these things that have such a high cost? And so I guess that's one way to do it, where you can have these kinds of experiences, lower the potential cost, and take some more chances to try and up your game and try out new tricks.
Absolutely. The introduction of the foam pit, and then now the airbag and the airbag landing, has made things a little safer, made us be able to practice things. But that's just doing them on a practice day-by-day basis. You kind of get the muscle memory, you get your body positions, and get everything down, so you hopefully don't make mistakes. But it's kind of like hitting the ball out of the ballpark every single time. You can't do it every single time. Every now and then there's going to be a mistake, and every single time I triple backflip, it is different. Just like hitting the single time perfectly, and when you do it wrong, you're going to enjoy some time at the hospital, whether it's a few hours, a few days, or hopefully not a few weeks.
Breaking ball here is down 2-1. Yeah, I mean, certainly when you think about, there are injuries in every sport, right? In baseball, we see it all the time, running injuries, hit-by-pitch injuries, where you get bone breaks and things like that, soft tissue injuries. Oftentimes, pitchers, of course, deal with ligaments and shoulders and elbows. But for essentially, I don't know if they still call it this, I'm an older guy, an extreme sport athlete, you're looking at the entire head to toe, every system is on the line when you're doing all these things.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to bore you guys with some of the injuries, but just to kind of name a few, I've broken both my legs at the same time, punctured a lung, I've ruptured my spleen, knocked my teeth out, I've had a couple
of concussions.
I
should hope it wasn't somebody else's spleen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I said a spleen, like, to insinuate that there was more than one, but yeah.
Right. So hey, everybody's got their own things.
Knocked my teeth out, like I said, and I feel like I've broken everything under the sun. Broken arms, ankles, feet, toes, fingers, teeth. Dude, the list goes on. But I don't want to bore you guys because the reward is that much, so much worth it. And coming to the Nitro Circus show, you'll get to see that. You'll get to see the celebrations. You'll get to see how much adrenaline we get to experience. You'll get to watch us fail. You get to watch us land it. And we entertain. We set out to entertain.
An infield single from Cullen Large puts him at first and moves Samad Taylor to third base. Runners on the corners for Nick Podkol, the nine-hitter. Still scoreless here at Huntington Park. Adam Scott trying to work his way through the inning. Misses the inside corner and falls behind 2-0. Talking with Andy Buckworth of Nitro Circus. Going to be here on June 24th at Huntington Park. There are a lot of baseball stadiums on your summer tours. I was kind of looking through the dates. Just swinging a foul ball back 2-1. Working at a baseball park as opposed to a hockey, basketball arena or a football stadium, what are the different baseball stadiums?
Honestly, the baseball stadiums are one of the better stadiums. You are closer to the crowd. You can be more intimate and interact with the front row. You can throw merch out into the crowd. You can hang out, high five, sign autographs. And it's made it kind of where the crowd gets a better experience, and getting to know the athlete and getting to see, you know, the adrenaline, see the emotion on our face when things go good or bad, and just kind of be a little bit tighter and closer knit with the crowd and your fan base kind of makes it more important. And these tours are a little bit more exciting to come to these, you know, smaller venues to get closer with everyone and bring it all down a little bit. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot better than these big stadiums where we're completely distant,
right,
and we have no interaction whatsoever. So yeah, I like the baseball stadiums.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back after this as a pop out to second base ends the inning and strands two runners. We're going to talk with Andy Buckworth some more on the other side of these words. Scoreless ball game at Huntington Park. I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, Pearls, and Peanut Butter-filled Paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's. Back here at Huntington Park, already one pitch and one out as Bobby Bradley grounds to second base. So a scoreless ball game, bottom of the second. Talking with Andy Buckworth of the Nitro Circus. And because this game is going so quickly, I want to make sure I get to cover everything. Nitro Circus coming here to Huntington Park on the 24th of June. Get tickets at nitrocircus.com. And this is an event that everybody can enjoy. It's not just something for, there's another ground ball to second base. That's going to be another quick out here. So we may have to keep you for another half inning as Brian Labastida grounds out 4-3. But this event, anybody can enjoy this.
Absolutely. This is something that we've been doing for many years. And our Our goal when we set out was to put on an action sports show that is great for the whole family. We aim to entertain, and there's plenty of skits and wildness, and there's funny, there's comedy. It's just a great family outing for everyone. You don't have to be an action sports diehard fan. You don't need to know everybody's name. You can come and just enjoy the good times and enjoy our entertainment.
First pitch to Alex Call, swung on and missed for strike one. Call batting 277 on the year. Two down, bases empty. Clippers and Buffalo Bisons. There's not been much scoring in this series. Yesterday, Buffalo won it by just a 1-0 count. Or 1-0, as they might say in Australia.
Absolutely.
For those of you listening in, if you couldn't tell, our guest Andy here is from down under, from the east coast of Australia, a little bit north of Sydney. And, you know, it's when you hear about an action sport guy from that area of the country, the first thing you think of is, how much surfing do you do?
Well, I surfed a little bit when I was younger, and then there was just a huge gap. And then I was actually unlucky enough to break both my legs at the same time, and I was off the bike for 8 months. And it sounds crazy with broken legs, but
sure.
Makes sense.
Get in there with the sharks.
Yeah, exactly. Once my legs were strong enough to walk, naturally I just wanted to be in the ocean, and surfing was the next best thing, so I found myself trying to learn to surf.
Alex Call spanks one into right field. Big turn at first base. Now they're going to throw behind him. He's in trouble, and he's out. So that'll do it for the Clippers here in the second. We're going to go one more half inning here with Andy Buckworth because these two teams are just playing too fast. We'll come back after this. We're scoreless heading to the third.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Are you feeling alone and don't know where to turn? Open Arms Counseling understands the struggles that come with life's difficult challenges. They want you to know you are not alone. Open Arms Counseling offers safe and supportive environments so healing can begin. Don't wait. Go to openarmscounseling.com today.
Top of the third at Huntington Park. Wind blowing in from center field. That's going to suppress the offense a little bit. And the offense so far, just one total run scored in the 11 innings in this series. No runs, four hits, no errors for Buffalo. No runs, one hit, and no errors so far for the Clippers. Back to the top of the order for the visitors. Buffalo, Nathan Lucas will lead things off. Foul to left field his first time up. Hits one that way again, but this will be out of play. No chance for Richie Palacios to get there. Talking with Andy Buckworth of the Nitro Circus. And again, NitroCircus.com. Go there, watch the videos. It's incredibly entertaining. Get your tickets for the June 24th show here at Huntington Park. And Andy, we were talking about kind of you coming up and surfing and BMX. When you first got on a bike, when did you... Because everybody gets on, everybody rides a bike, everybody jumps curbs and all these other kind of things. But when did you figure out, I want to jump things bigger than that? I want to be up in the air for a while.
I think it was just a natural progression. You know, I started with a brick, and then a brick turns to two, three, four, and then you're going further, you're jumping over your mates, and you're jumping over two of them, three of them, four of them. And then I think I started racing when I was 10 years old, and all I wanted to do was the jumping. And then naturally I found myself in the woods locally and building jumps, and... at this point, I just didn't even know that it was a profession, didn't know that you could go to another country and do this. It wasn't until, you know, maybe 2005 that I decided to learn how to backflip, and the foam pit came into play, and then progression sped up from then on out, and I actually came to the US in 2007. I was 17 and I went to a world-renowned action sports summer camp, and from then I got talent spotted. And 2008, I came to Cleveland, Ohio and competed in the Jew Tour, and then the rest is history. Here I am.
There you go. There's a strikeout of Nathan Lucas. He was caught looking at strike three. Gabriel Moreno to the plate. Singled his first time up. He takes outside on 1-0. They get two balls and nothing to the two-hitting catcher for the Buffalo Bisons. I was talent spotted once, but it was not for anything impressive. Here's a swing and a foul ball on the third base side to make it two balls and one strike. BMX, show, biking, not target. They are two very different things. They're both competitive in their own way. There's a swing and a miss, 2-2. But for the Nitro Circus, it's not necessarily direct competition, but is there always a competition to push past what you've done and push past what the rest of the cast is doing?
Absolutely. Probably the coolest thing about action sports is you're your own biggest rival and competitor. So you're just forever in competition with yourself, trying to up the ante, trying to do better every single day. Like I said, more bricks, more friends, more jumps, more tricks, and you can't ever stop.
Ground ball up the middle, fielded nicely by Mitch Tolman behind the second base bag, throws on to first in time for the out, and Adam Scott is in a position to get his first 1-2-3 inning. He's looked a little dangerously so far with two hits in each of the first and second innings. Not quite as dangerously as some of the things that you do. So, as we're getting with two outs here, you never want to start a story with two outs. That's one of the cardinal sins in broadcasting. Here's a fly ball down the right field line, and here's why. On the run, Oscar Gonzalez. He's going to run out of room and run out of time. Just quickly, before we have to let you go, what is the highest you have ever taken a bike off of planet Earth?
Well, I used to compete in the mega ramp at the X Games, and the quarter pipe at the end is 27 feet tall. And I think my highest flare, which is, you go upside down, it's like a flip, but right in the air. My highest flare ever recorded for me was about 15 feet. So 27 plus 15 off the ground, and yeah.
And then you were able to land safely.
If I didn't, I wouldn't be here.
I like that a lot. 1-1 count. Here comes the pitch to Groshans, and it is just low, two balls and a strike. It blows me away when you think about really kind of anything where there is a professional tier. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed, 2-2. Whether it's baseball, listen, I play baseball, I can't do this. I've ridden a bike, I can't do what you do. So, I guess the last thing, how nice is it, as the 2-2 pitch is fouled away, for you to be able to look, obviously you're still looking forward to a lot of things, but to look back at all the things that you've been able to do and say, I was this kid that just got on a bike and tried not to fall off the first time, and now I've accomplished all these things.
Yeah, looking back on achievements and kind of the road to where I am now, that's kind of goosebump material right there. You kind of hear music from the beginning of your career, it brings back those memories, and you start thinking back of injuries that you've overcome, and the amount of adversity that you've had to show to keep getting back up off the ground with the number one goal of whether it's winning a gold medal at the X Games, getting through the next show, making it through the tour, learning the next trick. But the amount of adversity as a person that you have to show to keep doing that, that's goosebump material when you think back about all that stuff.
3-2 pitch is out of the zone for ball four to Groshans. That'll put a runner at first for Zach Collins. Collins came up in the first inning, swung at the first pitch, and popped to second base. So again, Nitro Circus is coming up here at Huntington Park on June the 24th. You can get your tickets at nitrocircus.com. Here is the pitch, and it's a fastball off the outside corner. Any last thoughts about what you want people to know about Nitro Circus?
We're just a bunch of kids that likely dropped out of high school, and we're just following our passion, riding our bikes, riding our scooters, dirt bikes, and we want to meet you guys. Like I said, we're in these smaller stadiums. It's all a lot more, it's not a lot closer to our set. We can come to the side, we can give high fives, and we want to meet you guys. We really hope you guys can make it, because we're here to entertain. We want to entertain you guys. We want to give you high fives. We want to give you a wave from the top of the ramp, so really hope you guys can make it.
Pitch just off the outside corner, makes it 3-0. I think that's one of the neatest things. And doing what I do is a dream that I have always had, but just to be able to show people, say that you have followed your dream, you've taken the unconventional path. Foul ball on the first base side, 3-1. I think that's an inspiring message. And the flips and the contraptions going crazy over ramps, the fact that you're showing people that you can follow your dream and reach your goal, that's impressive.
Absolutely. The amount of teachers and my parents are telling me, you got to get a real job and you've got to, you know, follow the leader type thing and be a carbon cutout of the guy just before you. You know, that life wasn't for me. And like you said, yeah, following your dream is the best part of the whatever I do. Whatever you want to call it. But yeah, we want to meet you guys. We really want you guys to come. We'll give you a wave from the top of the ramp, high five along the front row, throw some t-shirts in the crowd, and I promise you guys will have a good time.
Zach Collins walks, two on, two out for Samad Taylor. People love a free t-shirt, don't they?
Dude, I think people love a free t-shirt better than they love a free car. It's insane. The amount of hype that a t-shirt gets people, it's kind of inspirational.
And you know it's not going to fit, right?
Yeah, it's going to be like size XL or size super small, and they're all fighting over it.
We just came back from Iowa playing against the Iowa Cubs. Samad Taylor takes a pitch out of the zone for ball one. And they give away more T-shirts than anybody I've ever seen. They've got a T-shirt cannon in the shape of a hot dog that they fire along through the crowd. They've got a cannon on the back of a, I don't know if it's a golf cart or a modified something, runs along the warning track, and they're shooting those things left, right, and sideways. I mean, what's the bigger draw for some of these folks? To see the big jump or to get the free T-shirt?
I don't know about them, but I just heard you say the big hot dog T-shirt cannon. I mean, I'm going to need to get me a hot dog T-shirt cannon.
It's pretty sweet, I'm not going to lie.
But to answer your question, I mean, I think it's a 50-50. You know, everyone loves a good T-shirt, but when they see someone land a double front flip or a triple back flip or, you know, even a triple double back flip on a dirt bike, it's pretty inspirational.
Absolutely it is. Here's a swing and a foul ball back. Samad Taylor at the plate, bunted his way aboard in the second inning. Two balls and two strikes, two on, two out here in the top half of the third inning. Adam Scott got the first two. He's walked the next two, trying to put away the second baseman, Samad Taylor. He bent at the waist, looks in for his sign. Catcher Brian Lavastida gives him the fingers. And it is off the inside corner, 3-2. The Clippers are going to scramble the bullpen. Thomas Ponticelli heading down to get loose. So with a 3-2 count, the runners will be in motion, two down. Wind picking up a little bit, blowing in from center field. Here's the payoff pitch, and as always happens, it's fouled back with the runners in motion. You know, all those things you were just running through, that's why I could never be a part of that. I can't keep up with the terminology. You know, when I was a young kid, skateboarding was blossoming. Fakies, backsides, all, I couldn't keep up. That's why I couldn't do it. Has nothing to do with my lack of physicality. Has nothing to do with the fact that I just couldn't stay on a board. It was the terminology.
Well, when you love something and you're so passionate about it, you just can't help but learn absolutely everything there is to learn about whatever that thing may be.
It certainly is. It just amazes me. You think about these things, and you think the bike is doing a lot of the work, or the board, or whatever. The physicality of these athletes is certainly uncanny. Here's a catch in left field, and that'll end the inning. Andy Buckworth, thank you so very much. NitroCircus.com, June 24th. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll come back after this as Adam Scott is able to throw up another goose egg. It's nothing going to the bottom of the third at Huntington Park.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds.
Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Bottom three here at Huntington Park. First pitch coming to David Fry. It swung on and fouled off 0-1. Once again, huge thanks to Andy Buckworth of Nitro Circus. They're going to be here June 24th at Huntington Park. A one pitch. Off speed on the inside corner for a called strike. 0-2. It is exciting stuff. I didn't even really get a chance to talk to him about the various contraptions. He mentioned it, alluded to it early in the interview, but go to NitroCircus.com and just watch the video, and you'll know exactly what he's talking about, the contraptions that make these jumps. Next pitch, in on the ground to third base. Easy pickup for Cullen Large. His throw to first is in time for out number one. Scoreless ball game in the bottom of the third. The Clippers have only one hit. Buffaloes put two men aboard in each inning. Two hits in the first, two hits in the second, though one of those hits resulted in an out on the bases, and then a couple of two-out walks in the third inning. Here's Mitch Tolman. Bases empty, one down. Tolman, one of the top hitters in the International League through the first couple of months. Swings and fouls this pitch away. 319 batting average. That puts him seventh on the circuit. His on-base percentage is tops at 442. Takes a slider outside. One ball, one. Left on left matchup. Next pitch is just low, 2-1. Nick Allgaier has hit a man and given up one base hit, but on that hit, the Clippers recorded the final out of the second inning. Alex Call spanked one of the gap and got a little bit too big in his turn at first. They threw behind him. Here's a deep fly. Center field racing back. Young turns once, turns twice, falls down and won't get it. Tolman around second, heading for third. The throw comes in, and it is offline. That's a three-bagger for the Clippers' second sacker. Runner at third, and only one away. Will Benson to the plate.
Now he's a designated hitter, number 29, Will Benson.
For Tolman, that's his first triple of the season, number 7 for the Clippers. This is not a triples ballpark. And now with a runner at third, fewer than two outs, you need some contact. Will Benson rounded back to the mound his first time up. The infield will draw in three defenders on the right side of the infield in the baseline, and third baseman Cullen Large all by his lonesome over on the third base side. Allgaier from the belt. Kicks and fires. And that's off the outside corner for ball one. Benson draws a lot of walks, 25 of them on the year. But he has also struck out more than any Clipper, 43 Ks. Now Large moves more over toward the third base bag, so there's a big hole on the left side of the infield. The pitch, low and away, 2-0. Clippers trying to even this series in a game apiece and take advantage of a rare Nashville loss earlier today to pick up some ground in the IL West. 2-0. Slider hit on the ground to first. That's not going to score the run. Scooped by Podkill, and he'll step on the bag for the out.
Now at the shortstop, number one, Tyler Freeman.
That will leave it up to Tyler Freeman. Freeman hit by a pitch his first time up. Long hold by the left-hander. Still holding. And holding and now dealing. And that is low for ball one. And that's what I was talking about earlier, about strategizing with the pitch clock. Freeman digs into the batter's box with 9 seconds left on the clock. He was in there waiting and waiting. And Allgaier knew that there was a lot of time left on that clock, that he could just stand there and hold and maybe throw off the timing of the batter or get Freeman to call timeout and waste his timeout. That's the cat and mouse game that is going to have to be modified. There's always been that game going on, but they're going to have to figure out how to play within these new rules. Here's a deep fly ball to right center field. Young, though, looks like he's got it measured, and he'll make the catch shy of the warning track for out number three. Tolman triples but is left at third base, and we are still scoreless here at Huntington Park heading to the fourth.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hi, it's Mina from HGTV's Good Bones from my good friends at Window Nation. When it comes to replacement windows, go with the pros like I did for my homes. They've installed over 1 million windows in over 150%, requiring no follow-up service, so you know the job gets done right the first time. They are experts.
Now at Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, plus get 0% interest for five full years.
Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Window Nation, the perfect fit.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Make sure your plans are on track for the kind of retirement you're counting on. And if you don't have a plan in place, it's time to get started. Listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services for the Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. This week, John Heishman discusses whether you have achieved financial security and true peace of mind. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Otto Lopez to lead things off. Adam Scott, the Clippers starter, has navigated his way through trouble in each of the first three innings. Lopez, young and large. Trio due up here for the Buffalo Bisons. AAA club of the Toronto Blue Jays. Fly ball down the right field line, fouling out of play for strike one. Buffalo went through a few affiliates over a handful of years. Of course, they used to be the Cleveland Guardians affiliate. So looping line drive into right field for a base knock. Lopez took a pitch up in the zone and served it into right for a leadoff single. So Scott will pitch with traffic again.
Center fielder number 12, Chavez Young.
That affiliation with Cleveland ended after the 2008 season. They hooked up with the New York Mets. The pitch. There's a bunt. Foul behind home plate. That marriage was a relatively brief and not always smooth one. After the Mets and Bisons parted company, they matched up with the Toronto Blue Jays, and that seems to have been a pretty good match. It's a pitch high to Chavez Young for a 1-1 count. Fan bases crossover. Well, I don't know how many Buffalo Bisons fans there were in Toronto, but there are a lot of Toronto fans in Buffalo. Long pause. And now time is called by the batter prior to the 1-1 pitch. Of course, the Blue Jays played the 2020 season at Salem Field in Buffalo and the beginning of the 2021 campaign as well. Travel back and forth to Canada was not an option. 1-1, nope, a pickoff attempt in the tag, not in time. Avi Bradley was coming off the bag and had to spin around to make the tag. If Bradley is on first base, I think they got him out. The pitch. Well inside, 2-1. We will go to Buffalo later on this season. I'm very interested to see all the changes and updates that they had to make to accommodate Major League Baseball at Salem Field. They built brand new structures adjacent to the stadium, outside of the outfield wall, because the clubhouse areas and weight facilities, things of that nature, obviously do not adhere to the typical Major League specifications. So both home and visiting clubhouses were underneath originally. And if memory incorporated all of that into the home side and then built outbuildings, swing and a miss on 2-2, a breaking ball in the dirt for strike three, and Chavez Young goes down swinging. Third K for Adam Scott. If I'm remembering this right, the buildings they built beyond the right field wall where there used to be a parking lot were for the visiting team and umpires and things like that to accommodate them. They had to put in brand new lighting, all sorts of updates. Colin Large at the plate. He's had a really nice series. Singled his first time up, takes outside for ball one. Multi-hit game yesterday. Now, Salem Field, which has undergone more name changes than affiliation changes over the past couple of decades, was originally built with the theory that one day maybe they could make a bid for a major league team. It's the largest ballpark in the International League by a fair piece. You can wedge close to 20,000 people in there, over 16,000, I believe, for the seating capacity. And on Star Wars night, they push it way beyond that. I'll tell you that right now. Two balls, no strikes to Large. Throw goes to first, and the runner's back with a dive. So the grandstand from basically foul pole to foul pole back around home plate was designed to be able to be encompassed in the outfield by encircling the ballpark. They figured we could probably get this up to 30, 35,000 if a major league team ever came a calling. Now, that didn't happen. But because of the original structure, it made it feasible for Toronto to be able to play their home games there. 3-0 pitch coming, and that's a fastball right down Main Street. 3-1 now to Large. The pitch. Swung on and missed, 3-2. Actually, the close geography allowed Toronto to have some of their fan base within range. Blue Jays fans living stateside were able to get to Buffalo. So that was just an added bonus. There's another throw to first base. That's two in this plate appearance. Runners back standing. Now, if Buffalo's AAA affiliate was in Las Vegas, they might have been able to do the same thing, put the Major League team there. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Adam Scott. But none of the natural fan base, obviously, would have been in the general vicinity. Now, a different area of the country would have been able to be exposed to Major League Baseball, and who knows? Maybe that would have been good for Toronto to increase their fan footprint. But as it turned out, it worked out as well as could be expected. I don't think anybody would like to revisit the experiment. There's a pop-up on the first pitch to Nick Podkul behind home plate, and that'll reach the seats. Strike one. Blue Jays glad to be back home at Rogers Center, and the Bisons are glad to be back home at Salem Field. They played the beginning of last season at a former Double-A stadium. 0-1 pitch outside. One ball, one strike. Clippers had bullpen activity in the third inning. It's been quiet down there as Adam Scott gave up a leadoff single. Now back-to-back strikeouts. His pitch count mounting, though, it's at 72. Here comes number 73, and it's a breaking ball high and away, 2-1. Scott has thrown as many as 88 pitches in an outing. That was three starts ago. Last time he threw 86. 2-1 pitch. Fast. His high watermark in terms of innings, he went six innings back against Omaha on May the 17th. That was the 88-pitch performance. He's gone five twice. Time called just before the pitch. Unless he gets a pretty quick out here, I don't know if five innings is in his future tonight. Certainly his pitch count would let him come back for the fifth if he's able to retire Podkol. The 2-2, and it's lifted in the air down the right field line into foul territory and into the seats for a souvenir. Podkol popped to the second baseman his first time up. That ended the second inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs and a runner at first. From the belt, Scott lifts the leg, drives to the plate, throws a breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. Single for Lopez to start the inning, and Adam Scott says to heck with Adam, he's going to strike out the next three guys. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, scoreless at Huntington Park.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So where you take care of us, then that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Here come the Clippers, the bottom half of the fourth inning. Richie Palacios to lead things off. Fly to left field his first time up. Clippers have been held scoreless on just two hits. Three base runners total. Nick Allgaier has not struck out a batter, hasn't walked anybody. He hit Tyler Freeman back in the first inning. There's a square by Palacios, and he takes low for ball one. How about the fact that Tyler Freeman has been hit by pitches as often as he has struck out? Next offering, slider in for a called strike. We're going to have to get the research department to figure out what is the highest number of strikeouts where hit by pitches even came within 10% of them. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch, chopped towards second base. Easy play for Samad Taylor. He'll throw up Palacios 4-3. I mean, you hear about walk-to-strikeout ratio all the time. And
Oscar Gonzalez.
Anytime a player has walked as much as or more than he had, that's a guy who makes contact and has a good eye doesn't generally swing and pitches out of the strike zone. There's Oscar Gonzalez, fly to right in the first, hits a laser beam into left field here in the fourth. That's a clean base hit, and he's aboard with one down. And this is, I would like to say it's an anomaly, but Tyler Freeman has been hit by pitches in his career more often than he has walked. Man on and a man out. Bobby Bradley takes outside. One ball and nothing. Bradley 0 for 1. Swings in, tops one, foul over toward the Clippers dugout. Long pause by the left-hander. Now the pitch. And that's outside. So clearly Allgaier has figured out what he wants to do to approach this cat-and-mouse game with the pitch clock. He wants to get set as quickly as possible so that he can control the tempo and the pitch is coming on his schedule rather than the schedule of the batter. 2-1 pitch. Slider swung on and missed. Two and two to the Clippers first baseman, Bobby Bradley. A power hitter who is still trying to get himself going. 2-2. Hit on the first base side, foul again. Gonzalez takes his lead from first. And the pitch. Pop foul this time, out of play on the third base side. Still 2-2. Allgaier has his sign from Moreno, holds, checks the runner at first base, now kicks and fires. And just missed the inside corner, full count. Quite a battle going on here. Bradley waits. And here comes the payoff pitch. Struck him out on an off-speed pitch inside.
Now ready to catch it. Number 10.
Two down now for Brian Labastida. Labastida popped to second base. His batting average with a cold stretch has dipped below 200, batting 194. A couple of homers, four batted in. Try and keep the inning going here. Allgaier refusing to throw a pitch before the clock gets below three. And here's a ground ball to the shortstop on the first offering. Groshans got it, throws to first in time for the out. So the Clippers get a hit, but no runs. We have played four here at Huntington Park. Still, no score.
Tax season is not over. Same as Auto Palace's sales event. Check out their amazing Cash for Clunker special with the best sign and drive program in town. Got a car sitting in the yard? Bring in your trade, running or not. Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500. Auto Palace will come, tow, towed away and give you $1,500 trade-in value. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of this incredible sign and drive extended special with some cars marked down up to 40%. Auto Palace will get you approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with no money down. Just sign and drive off the lot. At Auto Palace, every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Extended warranties are always available. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Auto Palace has the best prices in Central Ohio, great cars that fit everyone, and a fantastic trade-in program. Call 614-851-6000 or just stop by 4621 West Broad Street. Check out Auto Palace online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Wednesday evening crowd here at Huntington Park enjoying, haven't enjoyed any runs in this one yet. Scoreless as we go to the fifth. You're listening to tonight's ball game, driving around. Thanks for being with us. But also, the Ohio Department of Public Safety has a message for you. It's buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Scott goes to work and misses low with a breaking ball to Nathan Lucas. 1-0. We'll get the scores from around the International League here, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Several day games today around the International League as Scott misses outside with a fastball, 2-1. Iowa and Memphis played into the eighth inning, and then they were suspended. Here's a fly ball in a shallow left field coming over, and diving is Richie Palacios. He can't make the catch. Now throws to second. Here's the tag. He's out. Palacios dove, knocked down the baseball, didn't catch it cleanly, but then popped right up, chased it down, and fired to second base. Nathan Lucas, trying to get a double, is thrown out. It was a bang-bang play over there, and he didn't like the call at all, but it will stand. Bases are empty. Great recovery by Palacios. One down, bases empty for Gabriel Romero. Singled in the first inning, grounded to second base in the third. And he slashes a single into right field. Oscar Gonzalez has it. They're not going to run on him. They've learned that lesson. Omaha scored three runs in the first inning. That's all they would need today against the Louisville Bats, but it's not all they'd get. 19 runs Omaha Storm Chasers today. Louisville didn't even put up a fight. No runs on four hits. Scott deals to Jordan Groshans, and it's high for ball one. Louisville doesn't hit much anyway. They don't score a lot of runs. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Diving stop by the second baseman, Tolman. Throws to the shortstop, covering the bag. They won't get an out there. And if they had, that would have been a really odd 4-6 fielder's choice. Because Tolman, the second baseman, was 20 feet to the left of Freeman, the shortstop, when he made the throw. But everybody's safe. It's an infield single for Groshans. That's three straight base hits for Buffalo to begin this inning. Runners at first and second for Zach Collins. Louisville has scored 163 runs this year. Second lowest in the International League. It was a called strike. Louisville has the second worst ERA in the International League. They've got the worst record in the IL West at 15 and now 28. A minus 71 run differential, tied with Syracuse for the worst coming into play today, but they are going to pull away from the Mets, getting drubbed 19 to nothing. That will hurt your run differential. It'll drop it, in fact, to negative 90. Not too good. 0-2 count to Collins. Next pitch. Strike three. Falls in a breaking ball, and he knew it. Dropped his bat, dropped his head, and walked away. A strikeout victory. Two down with runners at first and second for Samad Taylor.
Second baseman already in, Samad Taylor.
Scranton beat Jacksonville at home 2-1. Syracuse comes out on the good side of a run differential today, 7-3. And Toledo helped out the Clippers, beating Nashville 3-2 in walk-off fashion. Taylor takes inside for ball one. Worcester and Lehigh tied 3-3, bottom of the fourth inning at Coca-Cola Park. Durham leading at home against Charlotte, 1-0. The Durham Bulls, with a win today, get back to 500. The 1-0 swung on and missed. It's in the dirt. Blocked by Lavastida. Gwinnett at Norfolk rained out today. Doubleheader going in St. Paul. Game one is well in the favor of the visiting Indianapolis Indians. 11-4 in the seventh inning at CHS Field. One count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Good off speed. Had Taylor out in front. The pitch. Outside. A negative 90 run differential means Louisville, every time they take the field, is giving up more than two runs more than their opponent every single game. It's a miracle they've won any. 2-2. High and away. They came here to Huntington Park, and the Clippers took 4 out of 6. And that sounds good, right? You win 4 out of 6, that's a very good series. But the other two series, the Clippers played here at home, they didn't lose a game. So Louisville, you got to tip your cap to them a little bit, I suppose. Now, Buffalo came in here and won yesterday. Runners go on the 3-2, and it's fouled away. Buffalo won that contest by a 1-0 score. Scoreless here in the top of the... The pitch. Lifted down the right field line. That's a fair ball, and we are scoreless no more. One run will come in. Another is waved around. Gonzalez fires out of the corner. Relay to the plate is going to not be in time, and it hits the runner. That saved a base. That'll be a triple. If that gets by Brian Lavastida, that error might have been a third run. So Taylor with a two-run double winds up at third on the throw to the plate. And Buffalo goes up 2-0. Adam Scott had been living dangerously all day. He'd been able to navigate his way through, but not here in the fifth inning, and that's going to do it. As Andy Tracy, the skipper, comes to get the baseball, it is 2-0 Buffalo in the top half of the fifth inning. We'll step away and be back after this from Huntington Park.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
There's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Thomas Ponticelli takes over for the Clippers on the hill. The right-hander has put together a pretty good season. 1.08 earned run average and a sub-200 opponent's batting average. Two runs in. 2-0 Buffalo on top. Samad Taylor with a triple. That's the official word. Drives in two. He's at third. Two outs for Otto Lopez, who's 1-for-2. Adam Scott, 4 2/3 innings. 2 runs earned. 9 hits. 2 walks. 6 strikeouts. And now makes way for the Clippers bullpen. Lopez hit into a fielder's choice back in the second, and then led off the fourth inning with a base hit. Now, Adam Scott had traffic on the bases in every inning. He averaged 2 base runners per. But after giving up that leadoff single to Otto Lopez, he did a whale of a job there in the fourth inning, striking out the next 3 batters in order. Wonder how much that took out of his arm. The first 3 and the 5th all had hits, and he struck out Zach Collins before giving up the triple. Now, that triple's the first extra base hit that Scott allowed, but it came at the wrong time. Ponticelli throws 3 pitches to Lopez. They're all out of the zone, 3-0. The pitch. And it is above the zone for 4. Didn't miss by much, but that'll put him on the corners for Chavez Young. Thomas Ponticelli, 6'1", 200-pounder out of West Hills, California. 3.82 career ERA in the lower levels of the minors before coming to the Clippers this year. The Guardians drafted him back in 2018 in the 12th round. Lights on here at Huntington Park. Some clouds rolling into the area, and the sun has dipped below the roof line. 2 on, 2 outs. Ponticelli's a strike. Pump fake by Lavastida. He won't throw, and the runner at third holds. Last night, the Clippers were able to get a cheap out at third base. Samad Taylor was the runner at third, came too far down the line. Lavastida pump faked and then fired behind him and got him out at third base. 0-1 pitch, and there's a wild one. Taylor here scores, coming in from third and moving on to third base. After stealing second, Otto Lopez is now 90 feet away. 3-0 ball game. That final run on Adam Scott's record, 4 2/3, 3 runs earned, 9 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Next pitch, 94-mile-per-hour fastball, doesn't miss by much, but it's out of the zone to Young. And a 2-1 count. Next pitch, swung on, fouled away, 2-2. Well, for the Clippers most of this year, a 3-run deficit doesn't seem insurmountable, but the offense has gone pretty quiet over the past week plus. They scored a lot of runs in Game 1 at Principal Park in Des Moines, Iowa. 2-2 pitch, chopped over the mound, out toward the shortstop Freeman. He's got it, no throw to first for the out. But since Game 1 in Iowa, the Clippers' offense has not exactly been prolific. They're going to have to be tonight, down 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the 5th inning.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can sell. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Bottom five, Clippers trailing by a 3-0 score. Buffalo didn't score in the first four innings, and they put a three spot on the board. Clippers are certainly capable of that. But to this point, Nick Allgaier has held them in check. Allgaier has given up just three hits today, and they've been in three different innings. Now, he hasn't pitched a 1-2-3 frame. But outside of the triple hit by Mitch Tolman, Allgaier has not allowed a runner to reach second base. 1-0 to Alex Cole, hit in the air to center field. Straight away, Chavez Young in a half dozen steps, now back a half dozen steps. He started to the left side of straightaway center, ends up to the right of the midway point, makes the catch route number one.
Number 17, David Fry.
Here's David Fry. Oh for one on the day. Fry batting .254, but his slugging percentage is more than twice that. .516, because he's got a lot of extra base hits. He just got under one here. Skies into shallow left. Trio of defenders over there. It'll be Otto Lopez to grab it for out number two.
Now into the second baseman, number 24, Mitch Tolman.
Leaves it up to Mitch Tolman, a triple his last time up. That was his first triple of the season, and that was about the only offensive column that he hadn't filled out this year. .325 batting average, 11 doubles, a triple, 5 homers. Takes off the inside corner for ball one. He has been a very good pickup by the Guardians this year. Last couple of seasons, Cleveland has not had much in the way of veteran free agents at the AAA level. Clippers are even younger this year on opening day than they were last year. And last year, outside of Ryan LaVarnway, there really weren't veteran free agent signings. Tolman takes a called strike here to make it 1-1. And Tolman is not some grizzled vet. He's 27 years old. And Fry in their first year in the Guardians organization. Swings and it's a little one-hopper on the right side of the infield. Samad Taylor back on it, picks it up on the bounce, and throws to first for out number three. The Clippers go in order, and that'll send us off to inning number six. Buffalo batting and leading 3-0.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Sweet Pete, the all-purpose composted mulch and soil amendment locally produced in Columbus. Sweet Pete will beautify landscapes and naturally balance soil chemistry. If your soil is alive, your plants will thrive. Ask for Sweet Pete at your local garden or landscape supply store like Dill's or Kurtz Bros, or go to SweetPeteOhio.com.
I'm Jonathan Meenick with Edward Jones.
Do you know when I hear the question, am I ready for retirement the most? When someone tells me a story of someone who cannot retire because they didn't plan ahead. The best time to plan for your retirement is right now. I can help make your retirement vision a reality, and it all starts with a phone call. Call me at 740-954-3113. That's 740-954-3113. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You never know when you're going to be sidelined by a work injury. I'm Stan Willis of Willis Spangler Starling. At Willis Spangler Starling, we make it our mission to listen to your concerns and discuss all your possible options and outcomes. Check us out at willisattorneys.com. That's willisattorneys.com.
Struggling with anxiety, depression, facing major life changes, or just need someone to talk to? Open Arms Counseling is here to help. Open Arms Counseling creates the safe space to begin your healing and reach your goals. If you need help, go to openarmscounseling.com today.
Fans, time to get outside. Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It is time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Game two of a six-game series. Clippers down one game to Love. And trailing tonight, 3-0. Thomas Ponticelli back out there on the hill. First pitch is outside for ball one. Came on with a runner at third. Two outs in the fifth inning, and a wild pitch allowed that runner to score. But he gave up no hits and eventually ended the frame. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-1. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank, Smart Savings Tools, and earlier access to your pay, along with extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Monticelli misses outside, 2-1. Guardians at Houston, no score, bottom of the second inning. Rubber match in that series. Here's a called strike, 2-2. Cubs at Reds, it's 4-2. Red legs on top. Joey Votto with his second home run of the year at Great American Ballpark, top of the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch. Get on the ground to first. Bobby Bradley down on it. Will take it to the bag himself for the out. Tampa Bay leading at home, 5-3 against the Miami Marlins, top of the sixth inning. Top four in New York, the Yankees and Orioles are scoreless. Braves at home lead the visiting Philadelphia Phillies in the bottom of the third inning by a 4-1 score. All the other action today is either final or hasn't gotten started. Rangers at Angels, that's a 9:38 first pitch. First pitch here to Nick Podkol is fouled back to the screen. A's beat the Mariners in Seattle 4-2. Both clubs with almost identical losing records. A's are 19-27, the Mariners 18-27. That was a sexy pick at the beginning of the year. The Mariners, they got off to a good start before falling off a cliff. Giants at home today. Beat the Mets 9-3. Jock Peterson with another home run. After a three-homer day yesterday. He's got 11 now on the year. Nationals blank the Dodgers in Washington 1-0. Brewers sneak by the Padres in San Diego 2-1 the final there. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball is outside to Podkol 2-2. Tigers beat the Twins in extra innings 4-2. All the Tigers runs scored on homers. Harold Castro had a couple of solo jobs. Jamer Candelario with a two-run shot in the 10th. There's a cue shot back to the hill. Good grab by Ponticelli. And he will throw the first for out number two. Pirates spent. Red Sox at White Sox in a rain delay on the south side. Top of the sixth inning here at Huntington Park. 3-0, Buffalo on top of the Clippers. Lefty batter Nathan Luke swings at the first pitch and skies it to deep center field. Alex Call ranging back to the edge of the warning track. He'll make the catch. And that will be that. 1-2-3. Go the Buffalo Bisons. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Clippers down 3-0.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. from fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Bottom of the sixth inning, and it's the top of the Clippers' order due up. A new hurler on to face them. Sean Anderson takes over on the hill, the right-hander. 1-1 with a 4.70 earned run average. Clippers down 3-0 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Anderson has been a starter this season. First bullpen appearance for him. Six starts, 1-1 record with a 4.7 earned run average. Time is called, and pitch clock violation on the pitcher to make it a 1-0 count against Will Benson. Home plate umpire Derek Thomas has not been very visually illustrative of things going on there at home plate. Seen a lot of timeouts called where he has not indicated whether it's batter, catcher, or pitcher. There on the pitch clock violation, a very subtle point to his wrist. And then he signaled 1-0, so knew what the count was. Two balls and one now after a called strike to Will Benson. Benson is 0-for-2. Grounded to the mound and grounded to first base. Swings here, fouls it back to the screen, 2-2. Left-hander throwing for the Clippers in the bullpen. The pitch, well outside. That's the newest Clipper, Tim Heron. 3-2 pitch, down and in for ball four. Clippers have the leadoff man aboard for the first time tonight.
Now in the shortstop, number one, Tyler.
Clippers didn't have early base runners yesterday either. The few that they had came with one out and or two outs. And they never really mounted much of a threat, being shut out for the third time this year. Here's Tyler Freeman, right side of the infield's wide open. First pitch, fastball at 90 for a called strike. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. One offering. That is high. Ball and a strike. And those blowing in from center field. Still coming from that direction, but just a breath. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball low, 2-1. Freeman hit by a pitch in the first inning, fly to center field in the third. Top prospect in the Guardians organization from a position player standpoint. Runner goes, here's the pitch, and it's slashed foul. Benson had that one stolen easily. But Freeman fouled it back, so it's 2-2, and Benson has to return. Clippers fans can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Throw goes to first, and Benson was only about a step and a half off the bag. Belly flops back to it safely. Lights on here at Huntington Park as the skies dim. Next pitch. Off the outside corner, 3-2. Clippers do not often send a base runner with a full count and fewer than two outs. Benson draws another throw just in case, but he's back. Well, that might change the calculus now, because Anderson is going to have to be sure if he wants to pick off again. He's made two throws over. Benson not expanding his lead too much, not going. And the 3-2 is high for ball four, so now he can walk down to second base as Freeman walks to first. And that puts the potential tying run at the plate in the person of Richie Palacios.
Yeah, the left fielder, number 9, Richie Palacios.
Sean Anderson coming out of the bullpen for the first time this year has walked the first two men he's faced. Anderson bounced all over the place last year. And I don't mean rotation and bullpen. I'm talking about organizations. He pitched for five different organizations last year. He was in AAA with El Paso and Round Rock, and also St. Paul. They went to the majors with Minnesota, then moved on to Baltimore, and then San Diego. Until this year, he hasn't started a game since 2019. Here's a ball hit to the right field corner, and it is gone! Richie Palacios snuck it over the Pedialyte porch in right field for a game tie. Just barely sneaking it over that yellow line for a three-run homer. I was anticipating Nathan Lucas having to play it off the wall and see how many runs the Clippers could score there. But as it was, Palacios got enough, his second home run of the year, and we are tied at 3 apiece. Here's Oscar Gonzalez. First pitch to him, he swings and fouls it off the catcher. Ouch. ...21 RBIs now on the season for Palacios in a Clippers uniform. Brand new ball game here, 3 apiece. Moreno, the catcher, trying to shake off the effects of that foul ball. Base is empty, nobody out. Battery ready. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Off speed, and Gonzalez is out in front. Oscar had a line drive single back in the fourth inning. That's a good sign. He has been slumping over the past week plus. Next pitch, fastball, fouled away. Right-handed activity in the bullpen for Buffalo. Joe Biagini down there. 0-2. First base side, foul ball to the Clippers bullpen. Still no balls and two strikes. Sean Anderson, and pitching out of the bullpen for the first time this year, but he has been a relief pitcher. Going back to the San Francisco. Next pitch, fouled away. Came up in the Giants organization. For most of the time, he actually started with Boston. Drafted by the Red Sox in the third round, but traded after his first professional season, halfway through his second. It was a swing and a slow roller. Third base side, it's going to roll foul before it gets to the bag. Debuted in 2019 for San Francisco as a swingman, made 16 starts and 12 bullpen appearances. Pitched in 18 games in relief in the shortened 2020 season. Hasn't started since until this year. But now coming out of the pen for the first time in 2022, it's not gone well for him. Facing his fourth batter, looking for his first out. On the 0-2, it'll be fouled away. The battle continues here with Gonzalez. Belt, the right-hander deals. Fastball hit a ton up in the air, but Gonzalez got out in front, and that's going to reach the seats foul. ...21 pitches now from Anderson. Full count against Benson, full count against Freeman. Palacios didn't get to a full count before he homered. Gonzalez is not at a full count, but he's seen a lot of pitches, just 0-2. And the next is low and away. This is now a 9-pitch at-bat. Number 10 is a breaking ball. We'll do it again. Three runs for Buffalo in the fifth, three for the Clippers here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Aaron ready down to the Clippers bullpen. In fact, before the home run, he was heading back to the dugout. Eppo smacked, but foul down the left field line. He got a hanging breaking ball. And if he had timed it up properly, it's into the bleachers. But as it is, it hit the screen halfway up down the left field line. Next pitch will be number 12 in this at-bat. Here it comes. And it's breaking ball. Getting a piece is Gonzalez. He continues to battle here. Now, Gonzalez has seen the entire repertoire from Sean Anderson. Again, the 1-2. Off the outside corner. Here comes the 14th pitch of the at-bat. Fouled away. We'll do it again. I don't have the official numbers, but in games involving the Columbus Clippers this year, I believe this is the longest at-bat of the season. Two balls, two strikes, bases empty. The pitch. Hit on the ground toward the shortstop. Groshan's going to grab it, throws to first. It's low, and Gonzalez hustling is safe as the ball is dropped by Podkol. That'll be an error on the shortstop on the throw. Is at first base. Well, I tell you what, if you're Anderson, you got to figure, I made all those pitches. I got the ground ball. and I don't get the out, that's got to be a little bit demoralizing. And that looks like we're going to get a visit from the pitching coach here. Jeff Ware is going to come out to have a word just to give Sean Anderson a break. Now, that at bat took long enough that Biagina might be ready down in the bullpen. But certainly a pitcher, after spending that much time battling with one batter, needs something of a rest and a mental reset. Now the meeting on the mound is over, and here comes Bobby Bradley. High ball game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner on and nobody out for the Clippers, looking to put together a big frame. Set by the right-hander, Anderson deals and misses outside badly for ball one. This date in Clippers history brought to you by MILB.TV. Guardians fans, the future is here on MILB.TV. All Clippers games, home and away, stream live. The only way to watch it on your devices is on MILB.TV. 1-0 pitch. Fastball in for a called strike. You can use promo code CLIPPERS at checkout. You save $10 on a yearly subscription. Go to MILB.TV for more details. One pitch, swung on and fouled straight back to the screen. This date in Clippers history, won't go too far back. How about 2018, May the 25th, a rain-shortened game at Gwinnett. Turned out unheralded right-hander by the name of Shane Bieber. He trolled a no-hitter, the eighth in franchise history, as the Clippers beat the Gwinnett Stripers by a 7-0 score. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed strike three. And Bobby Bradley is put away. One down for Brian Labastida. Bieber struck out 7 on the evening, missing out on a perfecto because of a fielding error. But he still faced the minimum through 7, needing just 80 pitches against the Gwinnett Stripers. The start was just the 47th of his career, and he would be promoted to the major leagues the very next week. Brian Labastida takes outside for ball one. That was one of two no-hitters that year for the Clippers. Adam Pletko pitched another. That was at Syracuse. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball hit hard through the left side of the infield. A base knock for Labastida. Gonzalez with the play in front of him stays at second. Two on for Alex Call. Call singled his first time up. He's 1-for-2. Fans, present your valid AAA member card on Sunday, May 29th. As the Clippers take on these Buffalo Bisons, you'll get ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids on that and every AAA member night. Anderson peeks to second base, now turns and fires, and misses high and away to Alex Call. Ball batting 281 on the season. Missed some time in COVID protocol, so still fewer than 100 at-bats on the season. Robust on-base percentage, good slugging. Pitch to him is in for a called strike. Call can play all of the outfield positions. Guardians got him back in 2018. Step off by Anderson. Resets the pitch clock. One down, two on. Clippers have tied the game, looking for the lead. Call takes a strike at the bottom of the zone on the inside corner. 1-2. Buffalo with a four-game winning streak, trying to run it to 5, but the Clippers themselves want back in the win column after dropping the opener last night. Here's the pitch, and it's high and away to even the count at 2-2. Columbus had to battle back in that series against Iowa to win the last two games to split it. They did the same thing at Lehigh Valley. They dropped the first two games, won three of the last four to earn the split. Next pitch swung on and missed. Down to the breaking ball, strike three. Brings up David Fry.
Now into the third baseman, number 17.
The other two road series this year for the Clippers, they had early wins and then saw the home team take wins in the latter portion of the series. That's going to do it for Anderson. Here comes the skipper out of the dugout. Second visit of the inning, so that necessitates a pitching change. And we will step away and tell you about the new hurler. The Clippers are set to have their eighth man come to the plate in the sixth inning. They've scored three times. There are two men aboard and two outs. We're back after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com.
Say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Feels a three-run home run. Took a 3-0 Clippers deficit and made it a 3-3 ball game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. Joe Biagini is on to pitch. Biagini, 13 appearances so far, all out of the bullpen. One win, one loss, a 5.02 earned run average. 14 and a third innings, 9 strikeouts against 8 walks. David Fry to hit for the Clippers, and he has been a hitter recently. 0-2 tonight. But Fry has been an extra base machine. Stands in with runners at first and second and two outs. Fry has popped to third and fly to shallow left field. Righty-righty matchup. Here's the first pitch. It's a fastball. It's a strike at the knees, 0-1. Wind is picked up again, blowing in from just to the right of straightaway center field. The flag's dancing in above the batter's eye. And some clouds rolling in here in central Ohio as well. Pretty thick cloud cover overhead right now. Long pause by the righty. Now the pitch. It's swung on and missed. Biagini, 6'5", 235 pounder. California native, 31 years of age. Last year, we saw him with the Iowa Cubs, split time between AAA and the Bigs. The 0-2. Lifted foul back our way. Going to be just shy of the broadcast booth in the loge seats. Has driven in 22 runs on the season. 18 extra base hits. 7 homers, 11 doubles. Next offering. Swung on and missed. It's in the dirt. Fry heads up the first baseline, but the throw will beat him there, and that'll do it for the Clippers. 3 runs on only 2 hits. couple of leadoff walks come back to bite the Buffalo Bisons, and we are knotted at three apiece as we go to the seventh inning at Huntington Park.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hi, it's Mina from Good Bones for Window Nation, my company of choice for new windows. When it comes to cost and quality, you simply cannot do better than Window Nation. For about half the cost of national brands, you get equal, if not better, quality. And those savings can add up to thousands of dollars, not to mention the added value to your home.
Now, buy two windows, get two free, plus get 0% interest for 60 months, five full years.
Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Window Nation, the perfect fit.
Refresh your home this spring with 11% off. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection, including pre-finished doors, or design your door your way with our door designer. And get free shipping to the store in approximately 7 days. Right now, all Mastercraft door systems are 11% off. Good through May 30th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
New pitcher on for the Clippers. Tim Herron takes over on the bump. Herron getting his first taste of AAA baseball. .66, .230. He's a big fella out there on the hill. Double A for the Akron Rubber Ducks, made 12 bullpen appearances, had a record of 0-1 with one save. Fastball at 96 is high and away for ball one. 2.01 earned run average. Struck out 37 batters in 22 and a third innings. Misses outside here 2-0. 37 strikeouts, came against only 6 base on balls. So in Double A, very good command numbers, but he's behind in the count 2-0. Next pitch hit on out to the shortstop. First in time for the out. Herron drafted by the Guardians back in 2018 in the 29th round. First pitch here is spanked into right field. That's a clean single for Jordan Groshans with one down. Groshans has not been retired today. Three singles and a walk. And it brings up the cleanup man, Zach Collins. Collins has popped to second base, walked, and struck out. Herron spent all of 2021 in high A at Lake County. He was 4-3 with a .257 earned run average for the Captains. 36 appearances. He has never made a start as a professional. This pitch is high for ball one. Career numbers 158 innings, 173 strikeouts against 60 walks. That's not quite a 3-1 ratio. This year's numbers are much better than that. Throws a breaking ball here outside, 2-0. Right now in his first AAA appearance, he has thrown only 6 pitches, but only 2 of them have been strikes. Next one, that's a strike. Fastball, pumped it by him at 96. Or a swing and a miss. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. Collins awaits the 2-1 pitch. Here it comes. Breaking ball and a dandy on the inside corner. 2-2. Middle infield in double play position. 3-3 ball game, top of the seventh. Aaron from the belt stares down the runner at first base. Now slider that time off the outside corner. That'll fill the count. Next pitch, fastball, and he missed it outside for ball four. There's it first and second, one down for Samad Taylor. Taylor, not an easy guy to double up. So far today, he's gone 2-for-3. Bunt single back in the second inning, and a two-run triple in the fifth. Hit it into the right field corner, breaking a scoreless tie. He would come around to score on a wild pitch. That made it 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning. The Clippers erased that deficit on a Richie Palacios three-run home run. Taylor swings and fouls away the first pitch. 97-mile-per-hour fastball. Great catch made up there on the sweet level on the first base side. A one count. So what we've seen so far from Tim Herron is good velocity, 96. That last one was 97. A sharp slider, but not great command so far. The 0-1. That breaking ball is a called strike on the inside corner. Aaron has played in the Guardians organization starting off in rookie ball back in 2018 and then 2019. Didn't pitch in 2020 with the pandemic. Here's the 0-2. Slow roller, third base side. Going to be tough for Fry. He gloves. He throws. It is not in time. Bases are loaded. Infield single for the swift Samad Taylor. Taylor is the team leader and among the league leaders in stolen bases with 18. So now the bases are loaded for Otto Lopez, and Tim Herron needs a double play ball in the worst way. His pitch is a breaking ball to the backstop. Lavastida can't glove it, and that'll allow a run. That might go as a pass ball. Pass ball will break the 3-3 tie, and it's 4-3 Buffalo on top. And the situation is no better. In fact, now it's worse because there is no double play in order for Otto Lopez, who faces a 1-0 count. Everybody advanced 90 feet. Pitch, fastball wide. Herron has pitched at every affiliate except for Lynchburg. Lake County 2019 and again in 2021 when they went from low A to high A. 2-0 pitch. That misses down and in. Three balls and nothing to Lopez. Chavez Young in the on-deck circle. First base open. Corners tight. Middle infield halfway in. 3-0 pitch. And he walked him up high. They're loaded again. Time called. We'll get a visit. Cody Bickell, assistant pitching coach here for the Columbus Clippers, heads out to have a word. Cleveland Guardians playing at Houston tonight, the rubber match of that three-game series. Cleveland won the opener behind Tristan McKenzie and then lost last night. Today it's a scoreless game in the top of the fourth inning. Guardians 18. Houston started the season in rather cool fashion. Boy, have they gotten going. Yeah, Astros lead the American League West with a 28-16 mark. Here's the pitch. It's hit high in the air, pretty deep to left field. Richie Palacios races back and makes the catch on the warning track. And that is plenty deep enough to score some runs, but here's a terrible base running decision, and the out is recorded at second base. And that should be the end of the inning. Indeed it is. Finally, the Clippers head off the field. I'm not sure what the holdup was. The trail runner, Otto Lopez, decided late to tag and try and move to second base, and they threw him out there for the final out. But the run from third, Collins, will count. It's a two-run inning for the Buffalo Bisons, and we go to the stretch with the Clippers trailing again. It's a 5-3 game.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
Clippers facing a deficit again. Columbus came to plate in the bottom of the sixth inning, down 3-0. Got a walk-walk and a home run to tie it up. Then they had a runner reach on an error and a base hit. But they struck out three times in that sixth inning to score no more. Top of the seventh, Buffalo broke the 3-3 tie, scoring a couple of runs, and it's a 5-3 ball game. There's a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, Joe Biagini. And it's a 1-0 count to Mitch Tolman. Tolman is 1-for-2 with a triple tonight. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher, and the offering swung on and missed a fastball. Pass Tolman for strike one. Right-hander sets, now deals. Tolman swings and fouls it away quickly, 0-2. We'll check IL scores, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. But first, the 0-2. Check swing. Did he go? Yes. They asked the third base umpire, and Bart Andrews goes up with the right hand. That's strike three.
Designated hitter, number 29.
Bottom seven at Lehigh Valley. Iron Pigs leading the Worcester Red Sox by a 6-3 score. That's the only other game being played right now. Second game of a doubleheader coming up at St. Paul. But they are in between right now. That was a slobber knocker over seven innings were scored in seven innings, and 11 of those 26 were scored in the last frame. Indianapolis scored five runs in the top of the seventh. St. Paul scored six in the bottom half, but in a futile effort, Indy wins it 16-10 in game one. Omaha was the bigger scorer on the day, though, 19-0 blasting of the Louisville Bats at Slugger Field. 19 runs on 25 hits for the Storm Chasers, no runs, four hits for Louisville. 1-1 pitch. Soft serve in the shallow left field, but on the run, Otto Lopez will make the catch for out number two.
Now, in the shortstop,
Bill Benson put away. Brings up Tyler Freeman. Durham Bulls with a 1-0 victory at home against the Charlotte Knights. Back to 500 for Durham at 22-22. Iowa at Memphis, suspended in a 4-4 tie in the top of the eighth inning, and Gwinnett at Norfolk was rained out. Freeman swings the pitch, bounds it up the middle. The second baseman is there. Taylor throws to first in time, and the Clippers go quietly in their half of the seventh inning. Eighth inning coming up after this. Buffalo leading 5-3.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en 2 días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Down 5-3 here in the top of the eighth inning. And Ian Jabeau back on the hill for the Clippers, making his return today after a stint on the injured list. A hand injury. Jabeau has thrown 7 2/3 innings for the Clippers so far this year. 6 runs on 9 hits. He's walked 4, struck out 9. First pitch is in for a called strike. Cullen Large to the plate, 1-for-3. Next offering from Jabeau, swung on and missed. Fastball at 96 miles per hour. Right back to work. Gets a foul ball out of play. But working very, very quickly. .704 earned run average. Deals and a fly ball to center field. Coming in a couple of steps and making the catch, Alex Call. That's out number one. On 11 hits and an error for the Buffalo Bisons. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Clippers. Buffalo's left 8 men on base. The Clippers have stranded 5. Jabeau goes to work in a righty-righty matchup, and his fastball is just off the outside corner to Nick Podkle. Podkle 0-for-3 so far today. Next offering is off the inside corner, 2-0. Jabeau, a free agent signing by the Guardians this year. He's pitched in the majors for Tampa Bay, for Texas, and for Minnesota. This is outside, 3-0. Next pitch. Right there for a called strike, 3-1. Non-roster invitee to spring training with the Guardians. Pitched in 2 spring games. And he misses low at 97 miles per hour for ball 4. A man on and a man out. Back to the top of the order for Nathan Lucas. Jabeau, along along with Jake Jewell and Daniel De Los Santos, were ticketed for Columbus at the beginning of the season but stayed back a couple of days in spring training as the Guardians were finishing up their spring training slate. Those three joined the Clippers, like Oscar Gonzalez, a couple of days after the season began. Here's a bounder toward third base. Fry's got it. Goes to second for one. Relay to first. In time for a double play. 5-4-3 twin kill. That'll end the inning. And the Clippers come up at the bottom of the eighth after these words, trailing by a 5-3 score.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because, in fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Bottom eighth, and the Clippers are running out of chances here at Huntington Park, down 5-3. New pitcher on for the Bisons. Adrian Hernandez takes over on the hill. Hernandez, 5'8", 190-pound right-hander out of Mexico. Just 22 years of age, pitching here in AAA. Last year, pitched in low A, high A, and double A, 31 appearances, and had a 2.74 earned run average. Facing Richie Palacios. Last time we saw Richie, he was busy over the Pedialyte porch to tie the game at 3 apiece. Since then, Buffalo has tacked on a couple to lead 5-3. Hernandez has yet to give up an earned run. His pitch here is a breaking ball in for a called strike, 1-1. 11th appearance, he's 3-0 with three saves. 10 innings, two unearned runs, just one hit. He's walked three, struck out 16. He's been dynamite. Opponents batting 0-34 against him. Next pitch, curveball, misses high, 2-1. Not 3-4-0, 0-3-4. Swinging a ground ball towards second base. Samad Taylor has it. Easy toss to first, out number one. So that minuscule batting average gets even lower. Fans of the Tick might say he is nigh unhittable. Next offering, swung on and missed. Out in front of the off-speed, Oscar Gonzalez. That was a really good-looking off-speed pitch. Arm action said fastball. One pop foul down the right field line, out of play. Alex Young in the bullpen for the Clippers. Ian Jabeau tossed a quiet top of the eighth inning. First game back from the injured list. You don't expect that the Clippers will push him past one inning. Next offering is fouled down toward the Clippers' pen. Still 0-2. Oscar Gonzalez, last time up. Following the Richie Palacios game-tying homer, Gonzalez had a 15-pitch at-bat that resulted in him reaching on an E6. Fouled away again. Now, Oscar has been in a bad way at the plate over the past week or more. But tonight, had a hard line drive single in the fourth inning, that tremendous battle in the sixth. 0-2. Popped up, back behind home plate. Is there room for Moreno to the on-deck circle? And he will have room and make the catch, falling down in the warning track for out number two. That'll leave it up to Bobby Bradley. He's down 5-3 here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Clippers offense has some really, really nice pieces this year. And if Bobby Bradley can find his form, boy, it makes this a dangerous team. Fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Clippers have had some pretty striking home run hitting first basemen over the history of this franchise. And Bobby Bradley's one of them. He just did not establish himself at the major league level with consistency. He had good power last year, but the batting average was too low and the strikeouts were too high. And this year he just wasn't getting playing time in the major leagues. 0-2. Outside. He has shown the ability to at times carry a team here at the AAA level. 1-2, swing and a miss. Still trying to find it right now, Bobby Bradley. The Clippers go 1-2-3 in the eighth inning, and we go to the ninth with Buffalo on top 5-3.
Header Heating and Cooling. Offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hi, this is Dave at Automotive Appearance Pros. Keep the damaging heat and sun out of your vehicle with Lumar's Formula One window tint, the best window tint on the market. Shop online 24/7 at aapcolumbus.com.
Sometimes life throws you a curveball and leaves you with a financial mess. Whether it's doctor's bills from a sudden illness, loss of a job, or any other kind of unseen financial hardship, debt can be absolutely overwhelming for you and your family. I'm Stan Willis of Willis Spanglish Starling. Hey, I get it, and I've been there. Filing for bankruptcy might be the right thing for you and your family. We at Willis Spanglish Starling will work with you to help you and your family get back on your feet. Check us out at willisattorneys.com. That's willisattorneys.com.
Sweet Pea, the all-purpose composted mulch and soil amendment produced by Urban Organics, is now being locally produced in Columbus. Sweet Pea will beautify landscapes and naturally balance soil chemistry. If your soil is alive, your plants will thrive. Ask for Sweet Pea at your local garden or landscape supply store like Dill's or Kurtz Bros, or go to sweetpeaohio.com. Are you feeling alone and don't know where to turn? Open Arms Counseling understands the struggles that come with life's difficult challenges. They want you to know you are not alone. Open Arms Counseling offers safe and supportive environments so healing can begin. Don't wait. Go to openarmscounseling.com today.
Alex Young to lead things off for to take the hill for the Columbus Clippers. And the top of the ninth inning, Gabriel Moreno will be the batter. Bison's catcher and Blue Jays' top prospect is 2-for-4 on the day, batting .340 on the year. Moreno has relatively high walks, relatively low strikeouts. Just one homer, but 8 doubles and 22 batted in. Middle and knocked down but not fielded by Tyler Freeman before it can get into center field. That'll be the third hit of the night for Moreno. All singles. Leadoff man is aboard. Alex Young, a 371 earned run average, 239 opponent's batting average. One win, no losses. One save for Young. Obviously not a save situation here with the Clippers down 5-3. His job is to keep it a two-run deficit. First pitch to Jordan Groshans is a strike. Clippers have not retired Groshans yet today. He's 3-for-3. Also drew a walk back in the third inning. Two runs scored. He takes an off-speed pitch low. Evens the count at 1-1. Game three tomorrow, 6:35 first pitch. Young goes to work, and a fastball is slapped foul into the Clippers' dugout. 1-2. It will be a Valeros night. Clippers will wear those special Valeros de Columbus jerseys. Here comes the 1-2. Off-speed outside, 2-2. Young from the high set deals. Gets a swing and a miss. Pulls something off there. And Groshans, for the first time today, heads back to the dugout with bat in hand. Alex Young has now struck out 29 batters in 17 and a third innings against just four walks. So that ratio has been tremendous. Zach Collins, two walks but no hits. Swings at the first pitch, skies it to center field. Not deep. Left, he'll make the catch for out number two. That'll leave it up to Samad Taylor, and he, like Groshans, like now, Gabriel Moreno, has three hits on the night. Singled in the second, tripled in the fifth, and came around to score, also getting two RBIs in the process, and had a base hit in the seventh inning as well. That seventh inning right now is the difference in the ballgame. Called strike to him, 0-1. That inning started with a ground out and a base hit. And then a walk, followed by another single. Pass ball scored a run, sac fly scored another. Swing and a miss makes it 0-2. Next pitch, swung on and missed again. That one's in the dirt, but the tag is put on for strike three. Leadoff single comes to nothing for Buffalo in the top of the ninth inning. Clippers need two runs to tie as we go to the bottom of the ninth.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at
Welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Last chance for the home team, down 5-3 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Hernandez stays on the hill. Ryan Labastida to lead things off. Labastida singled in the sixth inning. He's 1-for-3. 5 runs, 12 hits, an error for Buffalo. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Clippers. The pitch. In the dirt for ball one. Hernandez came on and got the Clippers 1-2-3 in the eighth inning. He's been almost unhittable this year as a called strike. Righty deals the 1-1. Swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt. Make it 1-2. Boy, runs have been fairly hard to come by in this series. 1-0 Buffalo win yesterday. 5-3 is a moderate score, but first four innings were both goose eggs. Here's a ground ball hit hard to third, but goes to first. And the Clippers catcher is retired 5-3. There's Alex Call, 1-for-3 on the day.
Center fielder, number 7, Alex Call.
No Clipper has more than one hit. Call singled back in the second inning. 278 batting average, 3 homers. The pitch. He squares. He pops a bunt up, back out of play. 0-1. Guardians and Astros still scoreless at Minute Maid Park. Cleveland had been no hit through 5-plus innings, but they finally get a hit in the fifth. Ernie Clement breaks up the no-no. Ernie's been hitting a little bit better as of late. His season batting average is just .233, but a couple of hits yesterday, now a hit today. One ball, one strike, the count to Call. The pitch. Off speed with movement, finishes high and tight, 2-1. Clement has struggled a lot of the year. Stephen Kwan's batting average is now down to .259. He has not had a good month of May after a very famous April. There's a deep fly to center field. Young back at the warning track. The wind blowing in will knock it down, and he will make the catch right at the edge of the track for out number two. Clippers down to their final out now. Few of the Guardians that had positive starts to the season has cooled off. Owen Miller batting .277. Still good, but well off his high. Andrés Giménez hitting .284. So, some regression to the mean. Here's David Fry. Hernandez looking for his fourth save. Gets a check swing and a pitch in the dirt. That appeal is denied, 1-1. Clippers need base runners here. Down 5-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning with 2 outs. Hernandez kicks and deals. And a swing and a foul ball. Now the home team down to their final strike. One, two, inside. Two balls, two strikes, and 2 outs. Hernandez dangles the right arm as he gets his sign. Now he comes upright. He's set at the belt, kicks and fires. And a ball hit into left field. Sinking line drive. That'll fall in for a knock. Lopez, rather than turn it into an extra base hit, possibly by diving after it, played it on the short hop. And so Fry is at first base. And the Clippers' best hitter in 2022 is at the plate, Mitch Tolman. Tolman tripled in the third inning.
Your attention, please. And joining at first base for the Clippers, number six, Jose Fermin.
Jose Fermin will run for David Fry at first base. There's the bloop. The Clippers have the blast in him here. Pitch to Tolman. Fastball low for ball one. Comebacks. Clippers this year. Here's the pitch. And it's taken for a called strike. They were not holding the base runner on, so Fermin takes second. Defensive indifference. Really, the only difference is no force out at second base now. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. Clippers, when trailing at any point this year, 16-16. They're tied with Rochester with a .500 record. The Red Wings are 17-17 when trailing at any point in a game. 1-2 pitch. Outside, 2-2. Hernandez looks in for his sign. He's got what he wants. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the set. Peek to second. Now the pitch. And it misses inside. 3-2. Came with a curveball. Full count. First base open. And the payoff pitch. High for ball four. Tolman draws the walk. And now you've got the potential winning run at the plate. And Will Benson has all the power you need. Wind blowing in from center field. But I'm here to tell you. Catches one on the sweet spot. I don't care what park you're in or where the wind's blowing. The ball's going out. He's got that kind of power. Now tonight he's 0-3. He's drawn a walk and scored a run. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher. Benson has hit 5 of his 6 home runs against right-handers. He's batting about 50 points better against righties than he is lefties. Hernandez has not faced a whole lot of adversity this year. And prior to that David Fry single, he had allowed only one hit in 10 innings. Fermin at second, Tolman at first. Benson at the plate. Set by the right-hander now, the pitch. At the knees, off-speed pitch with movement for a called strike one. Deep blue skies overhead as night has fallen. 0-1 pitch. Whisker outside, 1-1. Clippers trying to keep the curtain from falling on this ball game. Both bullpens quiet. Buffalo one out away from a win. The Clippers a home run away from a win of their own. The 1-1 pitch, here it comes. Breaking ball, big swing and a miss. Don't be surprised if you see that pitch again. It's 1-2. Hernandez sets. And deals. Breaking ball hit in the air toward left center field. Long run for Young. He's not going to get there. It's down for a base knock. One run is in. And Benson with a head first dive is into second base with an RBI double. Well, Chavez Young just saved the lead by cutting that ball off before it got to the wall. If it goes to the wall, Tolman's going to score. As it is, Tolman gets to third base. And the potential tying run is at third. The potential go-ahead run is at second base. And Tyler Freeman comes to the plate. Freeman no hits today, but he's been hit by a pitch and he's walked. Officially 0-2. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. Good backhand grab by Marino. The pressure also right now is on the catcher with that tying run at third base. Hernandez has not thrown a wild pitch. Off speed, that's a strike on the inside corner, 1-1. 5-4 ball game, bottom of the ninth. Clippers with a chance to walk it off on a base hit. They have great speed at second in Benson. Base hit to the outfield could win it. The pitch. Hit on the ground, foul on the third base side. And again, the Clippers are down to their final strike. Right side of the infield, pretty wide open. Samad Taylor playing behind the second base bag. And Nick Podkle, the first baseman, not far off the line. So there's a lot of real estate in between the first baseman and second baseman. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He came off the inside corner for strike three, and Freeman cuts empty, and that's your ball game. Final score tonight, 5-4. Buffalo beats Columbus. Post-game show coming up after this.
Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nation of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, here at Huntington Park tonight, the Clippers came back a couple of different times, but not enough in the ninth inning in a 5-4 loss at the hands of the Buffalo Bisons. Columbus Clippers, with the loss, fall to 27-17, and Buffalo with the win now 26-17. Buffalo's won each of the first two games of the contest. They had 12 hits on the day, three. Buffalo Bisons had three hit nights, Moreno, Groshans, and Taylor, all with three hits against the Columbus Clippers. The Clippers never had a lead in this game. Buffalo never trailed. They scored first with three runs in the top of the fifth inning. The Clippers scored three runs of their own in the sixth. Richie Palacios hit his second Clippers home run to tie the game, but the tie was short-lived. Just a half an inning later, Buffalo scored a couple of runs, one on a pass ball and one on a sacrifice fly. The Clippers would make it a game, though, in the ninth inning. They scored a run. They had the potential tying run at third. They had the potential winning run at second base. Will Benson had an RBI double. And again, I go back to the play made in center field. The fact that that ball was cut off by Chavez Young preserved the tie, keeping Tolman at third base. And ultimately, the Clippers were not able to get the job done, falling by a 5-4 score. Final totals from Columbus tonight. Buffalo, 5 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, and 9 men left on base. The Clippers, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and they stranded 7. Joe Biagini gets the win. He's 2-1. Loss 0-1. Adrian Hernandez saves his fourth game. Game took 2 hours, 42 minutes to play in front of 5,035 here at Huntington Park on this Wednesday night. And we'll play Game 3 tomorrow at 6:35. We'll take the air at 6:30 for the Spectrum pregame show. That'll do it from Huntington Park. For Kevin Minard back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time from the Arena District. Buffalo beats the Clippers by a final score of 5-4. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.